It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Beef prices have soared to new highs in Wisconsin and nationwide as the U.S. faces its lowest number of cattle herds in decades.
The average price of a pound of beef hit a record $9.64 in April. That's according to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Steak prices are up 16% year over year, ground beef up 14.5% compared to last year. That's from April's Consumer Price Index report.
Despite soaring prices, demand for beef remains strong.
In Wisconsin, around 13,000 farms are active in some kind of beef production, but the state's dominated by smaller scale operations.
To learn more about what's behind record high beef prices and the impact on Wisconsin farmers, we have Professor Brenda Botel, Department Chair of Agricultural Economics at UW River Falls. Brenda, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate. Appreciate it.
And Dan Weber is here as well, owner of Weber Meats in Cuba City in southwestern Wisconsin, a fourth generation butcher shop. Dan, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Brenda, starting with you, what is your reaction to beef's record-setting prices in April?
It is amazing. The biggest thing is that we just have consumers who, there's some shock, obviously, by the prices when they go, but they continue to purchase this beef that we have. And that's an amazing thing for both the producers of that they can keep this demand. And it just says that basically what they're producing is a really quality product that keeps consumers wanting to pay for it, even though the prices are high.
A really quality product. What is a major influence here driving up prices?
Well, the biggest thing that's driving up the prices is just the size of the herd. We've had several years of drought. And then if you look at this year, it's even drought again. All of that has a big impact then on the number of cattle that we have, because we haven't been able to grow the cattle herd in the United States. You know, when we have drought, we have higher feed costs, we have higher costs all around, and that makes it harder to expand. There's other things that create some issues with expansion, but that's the biggest reason why those prices are so high.
Dan, from your perspective, running a butcher shop, what do you think is driving beef prices up and up?
Well, Brenda did hit it right on the head on the herd size. You know, I read somewhere a month ago in an article that over 60% of the cow-calf herds are grown in drought-stricken areas. And you know, you talk to these guys and you read the articles on it that, you know, if you don't have grass, how are you going to have cows? And if you don't have cows, you aren't going to have calves. And it's saddening, you know, that we have all the grass here and they have nothing down there. So if you put that, you know, we had the drought back before COVID, and then you had COVID and you have a continuing drought and beef demand is still up. So you put all these together, you know, you're going to have a strong price that's going out there for these beef cattle.
Dan, your butcher shop has seen many ups and downs, been in business since 1905. Do these prices, as they are now, remind you of any other time in history?
Well, it was high back when we had that first drought about 10 years ago, but nothing like that. I mean, the cattle market did go up, but could probably, I'd like to see the comparison of the percentage of what it was back then to, you know, how it is now. But, you know, last year at this time, you know, I was struggling from January until June till our first fairs started hitting. You know, I like to do 30 beef a week. I was lucky if I could get 10. But once June into July of last year hit, I have not, and the prices have gone up even more, and I have not had one problem with any of the kills as far as filling for what I need for each week.
Brenda, despite these high prices, demand isn't falling off. Why do you think that? What is behind that?
Well, as I said, I think it's just that it's the U.S. We have a quality product. And as much as, you know, consumers like it, we eat beef, hamburger by far the most, right? But we eat beef in lots of things. We have it as a staple. And really, I mean, demand's been high, but demand also, like, after COVID, more people were making things at home. They're still kind of doing that to some degree. We've kind of gone back out to restaurants more so, but you know, we still tend to cook more at home. And beef is one of those things, especially hamburger, where it's easy to put in. It's a protein. We like it. It's flavorful, and it just has a reputation. We just like our beef in the United States.
Dan, with your customers, have you seen any movement toward less expensive proteins to swap out, like chicken or pork or turkey?
It's gone up. Not a lot. We're in a beef country or area that there's enough disposable income in this area that they want their beef. I've tried everything. Trying to promote ground pork and ground turkey. I mean, the people that are there that want it, but overall, they just want their beef.
Dan Weber is with us, owner of Weber Meats in Cuba City. That's in southwestern Wisconsin. Brenda Botel, professor and department chair of agricultural economics at UW-River Falls, as we talk about beef prices climbing to record highs, what it means for Wisconsin. Brenda, you mentioned earlier America's cattle herd is really dwindling here, smallest headcount since 1951. Is Wisconsin's herd headcount following the national trend?
Well, mostly. We tend to bucket a little bit here and there, but for the most part, we're right there with that. We're not seeing huge expansions on that. As Dan said, we will probably see that earlier than other areas, but in the relative term, our cow herd size is small compared to the national aspect. Mm-hmm. But we will see expansion earlier than what we have seen in other parts of the country, simply because, as you said, we tend to have more grass here. With those high prices, we're able to have some of that forage and feed for them. And so that's it. What sets back with Wisconsin a lot, and this is true for much of the country, is basically kind of the age of the producer. You know, as the beef producer, the average age of them is getting higher and higher. And it's hard to break into this business. You know, if you're a younger person, you're going to have land. Obviously, purchasing and starting a herd is incredibly expensive right now. So that's really kind of one other thing. Even if we don't have drought, how are we going to expand when it's really hard for the younger producer to be able to get this started?
Well, I wonder, is this a moment, is this an opportunity for dairy operations to perhaps expand into beef cattle?
You do see that. I mean, we see a lot more beef on dairy, than we did, 15 years ago. That's a significant portion of it for beef on dairy. The one thing is there's opportunities to expand some beef that way, but recognize that the dairy herd fluctuation is considerably smaller than what the beef herd fluctuation is, as far as for numbers. And so even if we are taking all of those animals and putting them beef on dairy, there's still only a limitation as far as how much beef on dairy you can get, because that herd doesn't grow that much. The one thing, and for the most part, a lot of those, they might have ended up, as cull cows anyway, too. So there's some of this. There's opportunities for growth, but it's not as if it's going to just suddenly make it where we have doubled the amount of beef because of the beef on dairy option.
Dan, turning back to you and the prices we see as consumers, how much influence do local butcher shops like yours have on the price of a cut of beef?
Well, I mean, we're just I guess you would call us a large, small plant. We try to do as much as we can for the custom end of it. And, with that in mind, I do have to buy boxed beef to supplement because of doing all that custom, where, I can't butcher everything for myself. I would like to say that we put somewhat of an influence on it, especially in the area that we live in, as a whole region. I mean, we have organizations that, we have the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors and the National, and we come together and we try to work together as a team. But Yeah, I think we hold somewhat. We're definitely not IBP. We're definitely not SWIFT or JBS. But, you know, we do make our little impact on what we do as far as making a niche for the industry.
And you know your customers. I wonder, do you see a breaking point when they say, Tan, no way, can't spend a dollar more on this cut of beef?
I haven't heard that yet. This is going to be an interesting summer to see how far this market's going to go and how much how strong the demand will stay. You know, if this price still keeps creeping up and creeping up, a huge part of our business is retail, but still another part of our business is custom processing and butchering sides and quarters for ourselves. It's going to be an interesting summer.
Brenda, you've said beef prices are likely to stay elevated for perhaps years. Can you explain more about your outlook?
Well, basically what it is, you know, when we finally start to grow the herd again, you know, we have to hold some of those heifers back. So they're not going to be basically going into the beef processing area right away because they're going to be having calves. So that decreases the production more. And, you know, it takes 2 years from when a calf is born to when they're going to actually have any actual contribution to that beef production. At a minimum, it's 2 years. So we decline to begin with, and then 2 years. So, and that's just the start of it. So we haven't really seen lots of expansion yet.
Yeah.
And that basically says it's going to be a minimum of 2 years before we see more beef being produced in the United States.
Brenda, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Dan, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dan Weber, owner of Weber Meats in Cuba City in southwestern Wisconsin, fourth generation butcher shop, and Brenda Botel, department chair of agricultural economics at UW River Falls, as we talk about soaring prices for beef and what it means for Wisconsin beef producers.